Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefod.
Tell me, baby, is it good enough?
Wasting time and all. Don't give it away. 98.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Our evergreen. sword.
Treat to the bravest among our crew who stand up to fight. You know who.
Oh,
coming home. She had a gypsy soul and a runaway heart, and a turquoise necklace on, and a picture of Elvis back in 68 tattooed on her arm. Well, we tip the bartender and off we run, and we got in her Volkswagen bus. Had purple velvet curtains and a bed in the back. She up and says, hey, let's talk about us. She said, I'm my mother's first daughter from a third ex-husband. He left us before I turned three, and I spent half my life trying to figure out why.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I don't understand why you want. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Here she comes. stay, you leave, you play, I grieve. Love's not the same for you.
Pretty girls everywhere, USA. The one that pays. 91.5 WMFO Medford.